Blog Talk Radio.
Good Tuesday morning. As we approach the end of May, Jeff Horsback in the Blog Talk Radio studios. We got to start. We have to do it. Not only do we have to do it, but I think the upper management in Kansas City needs to do it. It's time to start thinking about the future. If you missed yesterday's news for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Duffy going to the disabled list. He will be out 6 to 8 weeks with an oblique injury. You have to feel bad for Danny, because as he said in the post game yesterday, in his interview yesterday, he was just coming into his own, and he really was. He was just getting to the tip of the iceberg in this 2017 season. He was just getting there. Sunday was hurt. He covered a play at first and stretched back. You know, and it was an awkward throw, and we can't put it on anybody that was, you know, throwing the ball, whatever it may be. You see those plays all the time where the first baseman, the pitcher, whoever it may be, has to stretch just a little bit. Danny stretched the wrong way, and a strained oblique muscle. Again, he will be out 6 to 8 weeks. Yesterday, you saw glimmers of hope. You saw a little bit of maybe they can get this done, and then they go off. Joaquin Soria, and Soria's been good, man. Quit bashing Soria for this. Soria has been good this year, had two rough outings, and, you know, other than that, he has been very, very good this year, and it hurts. Yes, it's a fresh wound, and with a fresh wound, we need to seemingly find a way to blame somebody, and that's just human nature to just find a way to blame somebody. This isn't a blame thing. The Royals they're having a tough year, man. They're just not good this year. They fall yesterday 10-7 to the Tigers, give up 4 runs in the 8th, 6 in the 5th, and look like they could come back in this game. Look like they maybe had this game, had at least a chance at this game, but allow 4 runs in the top of the 8th. And that gave the Tigers the advantage throughout the rest of the game. And again, Detroit gets the 10-7 victory. Kansas City falls to 21-29, 12-12 at home. The Tigers now 3 games below 500, 24-27. Some news in the MLB yesterday that may actually affect the Royals. And that was an injury not in the Royals organization, but to one of the biggest hitters, biggest players in the American League. And you say, well, what does the Mike Trout injury have to do with the Kansas City Royals? Well, and for those that didn't hear, Mike Trout yesterday sliding into second base strained his thumb, actually tore the ligament in his left thumb, and will be out with surgery. That sounds interesting. 6 to 8 weeks, Trout will be out. So you're thinking, maybe they're needing another outfielder. Maybe Lorenzo Cain is what they want. A This was actually brought to my attention by a fan yesterday. I didn't really think about this trade, and I think it might be pie in the sky to say, but you never say never in the MLB right now, man. You never say never, especially if the Royals are going to be sellers, which it looks like they will be sellers quickly. You know, I think Dayton and Ned are holding on to this season. I think the players are holding on to this season, but I think it's more they have to, while they, yes, have to hold on to the season, they have to kind of realize, you know, we can't rest on our laurels here. We can't just sit pat and hope things turn around. Sometimes in pro sports, you have to be proactive. You have to think forward. You have to think about more than today, more than this year even. So that seemingly is an interesting trade prospect. Now that Mike Trout is out, maybe Lorenzo Cain, maybe, you know, I don't see them dishing out any other outfielders. They're not going to part with Jorge Soler. Somebody brought that up yesterday. They're not going to part with Jorge Soler. No, they're just not going to do, they're not going to give away either of the Jorges after getting them a month ago. It's just not going to happen. But again, still a lot to be decided on that trade front, but the Angels now probably are thinking about picking somebody up, and you have to believe Dayton Moore's phone is ringing as we speak. All right, elsewhere in the MLB, one last piece of Major League Baseball. Did anybody see this fight between Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland? Man, this thing, first of all, the first thing that caught my eye, Bryce Harper cannot throw a helmet at all. Bryce Harper threw a helmet like Jay-Z threw that opening pitch. 50 Cent threw that opening pitch. Just, oh, man. And then the fisticuffs came. If you missed it, I will post the video later on the Facebook page. Hunter comes inside on Bryce Harper, gets him in the hip. So a very, a tough place to take a fastball, if there is a good place to take a fastball. A tough place to do it. Harper looks like he's upset, but it looked like he was going to take his steps to first base. And then, boom, right toward home plate. Strickland was ready. This thing, we joke about baseball fights. We joke about running in and just kind of standing, milling about. And there was plenty of standing around, milling about. There was plenty of that. But this one was intense. And again, I will post the video on the Facebook page if you have not seen it. Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland throwing punches, and both of these guys will face fairly big suspensions, I would assume. Get 2 or 3 games, definitely. Get a nice long suspension, a little bit of time to think about what bad boys they've been, or whatever. I give a lot of flack to baseball fights and how much they suck. This one was actually pretty good. I won't lie. This fight was actually pretty darn good. Speaking of a sport that's no stranger to fights, let's switch to the NHL now. That was what we call a segue. The NHL last night, excellent game one in the Stanley Cup. This one was everything that we thought it was going to be. Pittsburgh comes out, scores the first 3 goals, leading 3-0 at the end of one, and you thought, okay, this thing is over. Nashville doesn't have a chance. This may be a sweep. Nashville comes back with a goal in the first period and 2 in the third. Unanswered. They come back with 3 unanswered goals in two periods. They come back with 3 unanswered goals. Ties this thing up. Well, Pittsburgh wasn't done yet. They get the last 2 goals of of the game. They get just some big time offense in the last couple of last couple of minutes. Really, they get some very nice offense and hitting. Man, hitting in this game. They were going nuts. Nick Bonino and Jake Guentzel both with goals late in this game, and that gave the Penguins the victory last night, 5-3 over the Preds. Game one going to the Pittsburgh Penguins. It comes back tomorrow night. Hockey back on the ice again tomorrow night. A 7 o'clock puck drop for the Predators and the Penguins. We'll talk a little bit more about that on tomorrow's show. This thing. Can we just stop? Can we stop calling Tiger Woods one of the best golfers in the world? Can we stop? Can we start putting him on John Daly level where it's just a clown show? Yesterday, Tiger Woods arrested on a DUI charge in Florida. He says that alcohol was not involved. Instead, it was a unexpected reaction to prescription medication. Huh? Because you're taking prescription medication at like 2 in the morning. No. 7 in the morning. I'm sorry. 7 in the morning. I don't get it. Booked, taken into custody at 3, booked at 7. By the way, what the hell? That's kind of slow. Taken into custody at 3 a.m. because you always take a lot of prescription meds at 3 a.m. and run your car into a tree again. But because it was Tiger, it was a short drive that veered right pretty quickly. And again, arrested on DUI charge, he will be that mugshot is going to be floating around for quite some time. I already saw the mugshot with the crying Jordan eyes. That was pretty impressive. Whoever is creating the crying Jordan, I would like them on my show because, man, that is good stuff. All right, let's get to baseball. Something a little bit more tragic than the Tiger Woods thing. That is the matchup tonight for the Kansas City Royals. They take on Justin Verlander and the Detroit Tigers, trying to get back any semblance of a season. Hard to do it against Justin Verlander. Hard to do it when you're sending a rookie out. The first career pitching performance, first career start in the bigs for Erik Skoglund. He was a call-up from Omaha just a couple of days ago. I believe just yesterday, actually. Because of the injury to Danny Duffy in his starts in AAA Omaha this year, 2-3 with a 4.53 ERA. Not a whole lot known about Skoglund. Does have a devastating fastball from what I've been told. Does have a very powerful fastball. We'll see if that stands the test of time against some big time Tiger hitters tonight. One thing on their, experiences on their side, nobody has seen this guy. So meanwhile, Justin Verlander on the other side, we know what Verlander does. Cy Young after Cy Young after Cy Young, 4-3 with a 4.87 ERA, got rocked in his last time out. Against the Houston Astros, went 6 innings and gave up five runs in his last outing, 3 of those coming via home run. So just a terrible, terrible outing for Justin Verlander in his last, but you have to think he's coming for retribution tonight. Again, Verlander versus Skoglund, 7:15 tonight from the K. Of course, you can catch that on Fox Sports Kansas City. All right, that is all I have for today. Have a great Tuesday. We'll be back here tomorrow to take a look at. Hopefully, the Royals are maintaining anything against this Tigers team. And then, of course, a preview of game two of the Stanley Cup. And we're getting closer and closer to NBA finals. And the long and winding road of the NBA playoffs is just about over. We'll talk about all of that, plus probably a lot more with the Danny Duffy injury. We'll have the newest updates on Duff coming up in the next couple of days. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.